Lizzie and Ed bought me a guitar, and a harp, and a neck rack. Ed wanted to buy me a plane ticket home. I can't go home yet, man. He and I were on the train to Heathrow. I was going to see him off. There's nothing here for you. Go home. Get a band together. I got one here. Where? You know, the guys. Are you talking about those fucking Fruit Loops we met in Starbucks? What, you gotta hang out with those guys until they die? No, man. Just until everyone's okay. Until everyone's okay? That girl is deranged. The guy can never hold his head up in public again. And that woman has a kid who can hardly fucking breathe on his own. When are they going to be okay? What's the best case scenario here? You'd be better off hoping they all jump off the fucking building and you can go home. That's the only happy ending possible for you. And what's your happy ending going to be? What are you talking about? Tell me. Because Martin and Maureen and Jess are all fucked, but you? You got a job hooking people up with cable TV. Where are you going with that? Fuck you. I don't want to fight. I'm just trying to make a point. Yeah, I get it. I got as good a shot at a happy ending as your friends. Thanks. Do you mind if I wait until I get home before I shoot myself? I didn't mean that. But I did, I guess. When you get yourself in the place I was in on New Year's Eve, you think people who aren't up on the roof are a million miles away, but they're not. Pretty much all of them are within touching distance. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that's how close happiness is or some bullshit like that. I'm not telling you that suicidal people aren't so far away from people who can get by. I'm telling you that people who get by aren't so far away from being suicidal. Maybe I shouldn't find that as comforting as I do. We were coming up to the end of our 90 days, and I guess that suicidologist guy that Martin read about knew what he was talking about. Things had changed. They hadn't changed very quickly, and they hadn't changed very dramatically, and in my case anyway, they hadn't even changed for the better. My circumstances and prospects would be even less enviable on March 31st than they had been on New Year's Eve. You really going through with this? Said Ed when we got to the airport. All of it? Life? I don't see why not. Really? Shit. You must be the only one who doesn't. I mean, we'd all understand if you jumped. No one would think, what a waste. He threw it all away, because what are you throwing away? Nothing. He was right. Of course he was right. There would be no waste involved. The trick is to see that you're entitled to your 70 years and 10 anyway. Busking isn't so bad. Our first day out, it felt fucking great because I hadn't held a guitar in too long. And second day out was pretty good too because the rustiness had gone a little and I could feel stuff coming back, chords and songs and confidence. After that, I guess it felt like busking. And busking felt better than delivering pizzas.